Good morning. How are you doing today? My name is Will Green, and this is the new show for the 2nd of November 2017. Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Okay, the first story. Apple CEO Tim Cook has been talking about social media being used to manipulate and divide us. This is a quote from Tim. I don't believe the big issue are ads from foreign governments. I believe that's like 1% of the issue, Mr. Cook says. The biggest issue is that some of these tools are being used to divide people, to manipulate people, to get fake news to people in broad numbers as to influence their thinking. This to me is the number 1 through 10 issue. Right, so that's an interesting point from Tim. I don't know how much of it I believe. It's bizarre. That could be fake news. Who knows? It's all this fake news and the Russian thing and all that. I'm a bit bored of it by now, but there we go. Tim Cook has had his say as well. Xbox One will support something called 1440p displays. So the Xbox One is a 4K machine, and that's what people go for when they've got a nice, great big 4K telly or something. But it also looks like they will support the resolution of 1440p. What is the reason for this? Well, 1440p, apparently, is very popular amongst gamers. Particularly among players who like to prioritise frame rate. So 1440p, the monitor needs to support 2560 by 1440 monitors, as confirmed by Microsoft's Kevin Gavin on Twitter. So there we go. Moving on, so that's a Microsoft story. A second Apple-related story. So it looks like Apple have been busy beavers when it comes to GarageBand for iOS. They've introduced something new to it called Sound Library. So you can download, install new virtual instruments, sounds and loops. And it's all available for free. And Apple, in a quote, says it'll continue to bring more packs to the app over time. It's good, isn't it? They're really working hard to make GarageBand for iOS a great product. I love it, personally. It's great. And also, as an aside, it's fantastic. Well, iOS and iPads in the classroom is such a great learning tool. And so, as a pro musician, I'm totally behind what Apple are doing with GarageBand for iOS. And this new sound library will make the experience even more exciting. And the creative process more exciting. Also talking about music, let's move on to the next story. There's a cunning link, isn't there? There is some planning. I know you probably don't think there is, but there is a little bit. Korg are sort of teasing us. Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're teasing us. They're being naughty. With a new app for the Nintendo Switch. So Korg, a very well-respected professional audio company, are making an app for the Nintendo Switch. They sort of have announced it, but they haven't. There's a microsite that's available, so you can have a quick look at the app. And they're doing it in partnership with DTune. I'm afraid I haven't got much more information to offer, but I know the release date is going to be in spring 2018, and we have no idea of the price yet. I find Nintendo an amazing company. That they seem to sort of they release an amazing product like the Wii or whatever, and then they sort of scale off a little bit, and then they come back with something totally innovative and new. And the Switch seems to be it. It's like what children, I think, want in Father Christmas to bring them this year, the Nintendo Switch. They're not cheap. I think they're about £260, I think. So I'm guessing, kids and big kids will be wanting one of those for Christmas. This is quite interesting. Slightly different. This isn't music related. It's to do with Alexa. I love this Alexa thing. It's great. Sort of this home tech or home-based assistants, I suppose, is a good way to describe them. Honeywell have announced they've got a DIY security system with Alexa integration. Let me just read you the article. Honeywell has made security systems for decades now, but this year it started to branch out into the upstart DIY home security market. It's introducing a line called the Honeywell Smart Home Security System, which revolves around a base station that sort of looks like an Amazon Echo with a giant camera on the top. The camera syncs with a bunch of different sensors to monitor your home and send messages to you. Honeywell's DIY security system is pretty basic to start. There are two sensors, infrared modem detectors, which is $50, a window opening detector, $40, as well as a key fob, $30, for setting and disarming the alarm. Then there's the main hub, which is $400. So there it is. The speaker hooks into Alexa, so you can ask it questions and use it to command other smart products in your home. That's good, isn't it? I mean, I suppose in all, what we're talking about $600 for the whole kit and caboodle. And if you've got an Alexa, or I should say the Amazon, what's it called again? Echo. That's it. The old brain. It kicked back into gear then. Then I think it's a really good investment, and it strikes me that more and more people will be using the Amazon Echo for different things, and third-party companies will be adding extra functionality to the Echo. So that's it. That's all. That was the last story for the news today. Have a fantastic day, and I really can't wait to speak to you tomorrow. My name is Will Green. This is part of the British Tech Network. Thanks for listening.